This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. I'm here in the studio as duty manager and host. Paul is on panel and he'll be joining me as well. All of our guests today are coming to us over the phone as we comply with the requirements of social distancing. Now, this morning, we're going to speak with John Pizzuto, former Liberal member for Hawthorne, Lord Mayor Sally Cap Anna Bligh, CEO of the Australian Bankers Association, Toby Helligan, Bill Botell, and Bill Botell is adjunct professor at University of New South Wales and he's a strategic health policy advisor. And finally, Archie Beattie and Gracie Carey from Queer Town. I want to acknowledge the incredible effort that our staff, key volunteers and broadcasters are putting in to continue to bring you vibrant, relevant and live radio. I take my hat off to you all. It's a big effort. I'm so impressed with how the Joy community has stepped up. Thank you to all of them. Good morning, Paul and Fiona on social media. Tass is not well. So hopefully, Tash, you're wrapped up in your dressing gown.
Morning, Macca.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I cannot believe how the world has changed in such a short space of time. And I'm still coming to terms with the fact that what was normal only 10 days ago has now become a fair distant past.
I actually think, Paul, it's almost like we're living life as though we're living it at normal speed, but everything is being fast forward. So it's like things are happening around us day by day. Announcements are being made each day. New precautions are being implemented day by day. So we're having to adjust each day. And if, as you say, if you look back a couple of weeks, life was very different then to what it is now. What people are focused on now, I think, is how they're going to cope with what's happening now and what they see on the horizon. You know, the very real threat, the danger we as a community face from COVID-19 and how our system is going to cope with it, how the health system is going to cope with it, how the legal and justice system is going to cope with it, what it means in terms of family relationships, how families that are going to be spending a lot more time together than they previously have, people working from home, the economic impacts, which some people are already feeling, and there's going to be a lot of displacement, there's going to be a lot of grief, there's going to be a lot of pain. And, you know, we do. That's why I'm so proud of the Joy community, how we've stuck together
Mac, I think, and this is a great example of where everyone's just going to have to adjust how they live, because, you know, you've made some great changes here at Joy to make sure we're complying with all the social distancing that we need to do. But I think everyone has to contend with that they've got to now think about how they're going to live their lives, how they're going to work, how they're going to communicate, and it's how they're going to get by over the course of the coming weeks and months as we really understand what the future impact is going to be to us as we just work through this, through the virus.
And, you know, people need to understand that government, you know, our state government and our federal government, their obligation is to, wherever possible, protect us and to provide the services that we're going to need. And I think it's really interesting, you know, the federal budget has been moved from April, May through to September, October. I often say in times like these, and it applies to all government, we're going to be speaking to Sally Capp shortly, so local government, state government, federal government, people are not interested in deficits. What they're interested in is what is, or their expectation is that at these times for the government to protect us and to support us and to look after us.
So do you think that move for the budget is good enough, Mac? Or do you think there should have been another statement about what's going to happen in the meantime, while they work through what they need to spend money on?
Look, there's money being rolled out all the time, and I was chatting with a few federal politicians from both sides of the aisle, sorry, from all three sides of the aisle, I should say, and the prediction that I made 2 weeks ago, that the cost to the federal government in outlays for COVID-19, I believe, in terms of stimulus and assistance, is going to be in excess of $100 billion.
Wow.
I'm now putting that up. I think it's going to be in the range of $120 to $150 billion, because we need to ensure that people have shelter, they have health care, they have food, you know, that they feel, you know, that they feel that everything that could be done is being done, and it needs to be done, and I use this term advisedly, but it needs to be done regardless of cost. We only get one chance to actually get this right and get through it, and we need to do it, whatever the cost.
But, Macca, at the moment, do you not think it's just too difficult to try and put a number on what that's going to be if, you know, as we're seeing at the moment, lots of people can't get out and spend their hard-earned cash at bars and restaurants and theatres and cinemas, and they're just not going out to their workplaces where they would normally buy food, then that money is not getting to the economy. So do you think they're really able to put a number at the moment on just how much they're going to have to inject to keep the whole thing ticking over?
I mean, okay, the government is sending checks to people, or sending money to people, as they are in the US. New Zealand's an interesting situation to look at. Basically, they're spending 4% of their GDP, and people are going to have effectively a guaranteed minimum income. You know, they've closed their borders, the same as Australia. They've got a very clear focus on what they're doing. In some ways, they're ahead of Australia. And it is easy to criticise. I believe that ultimately we do have to take the advice of the chief medical officers. Now, there are people that perhaps don't agree with that advice, and we're going to be speaking to one of those a little bit later in the second hour, Bill Botell. Interested to hear what he has to say, what he would do that is different. But when I look at the front pages of the newspapers today, so the Herald Sun, virus breakthrough hope in secret Aussie pill trial, closing in on a cure. Well, there's a line in it. University of Queensland Professor David Patterson said, these medications have the potential, you know, to be a real cure for all. Well, I'm not sure that's right.
But I'd love to think it is, but it's a bit of an optimistic a sentiment.
You know, The Australian, life in the time of corona. You'd like that if you were a Toyota salesman, then at least have the corona. Saturday paper, what Morrison did wrong on coronavirus. The AFR, it's war.
And I think
I didn't. I didn't The Age, because I have that digitally, so I don't know what the front page said there. But different responses, and we've seen that in different news media around the world.
I think the one consistency everyone's looking for, though, is clear direction and policy from our leaders.
Leadership.
Just to make sure people know there's a steady hand at the tiller and we're actually facing into the things we need to face into. I think in a crisis, you want someone to say, we have a plan.
Yeah, and it gets back to what I said earlier. That's what people want. They expect of their government in times like this for the government to absolutely step up and to do everything they can to protect us, to keep us informed, to take the action now, not tomorrow. And we need, you know, my theory why people are not perhaps responding to the same, to the level that we would like them to, is, and we covered this with Misha Ketchel recently, there's actually a lack of trust in government. So the more people mistrust government, the less likely they are to listen.
At the very time when we need
them. At the very time when we need them the most.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.